Amen. It's time to begin. If everyone will find a place, stand with us. We're so glad to see you tonight, this Tuesday night of Truth Camp. My, wasn't the Lord here last night? Amen. Lord moved in a great way. Had some great services this morning here as well as in the kids' camp. And we're just expecting great things tonight in the house of the Lord. Amen. You love the Lord tonight? Expecting great things from Him tonight? Amen. You want more of the Lord tonight? Amen. That can all happen right here. Amen. Let's just invite the Lord into this service in your own way. Just say, Lord, come by. Have your way in this Truth Camp service. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just invite you into this Tuesday night service of Truth Camp 2022. God, we just pray that you'd open the windows of heaven, that you'd pour out your spirit, that you'd send down your glory. Lord, that your anointing, your presence, your power would be evidenced among us and in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, I just pray that your perfect will would be done in the entirety of this service, oh God. Lord, just have your way. Lord, just have your way. Lord, don't let one of us leave this tabernacle tonight without knowing that we have met you and you've met us and you've ministered, you've moved. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, just have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. We're in the good place to receive from the Lord great things. Amen. Been a great day today. It's been a very hot day, but it's been a good day. The Lord's been here. And tonight, let's just allow Him to have His way. Amen. Brother Dustin's coming to lead us in worship. Let's worship the Lord tonight.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the Lord's house tonight? Isn't it good to be in the Lord's house tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord, for He has been well. The Lord's been mighty good to me. I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord. Thank you for saving me. Oh, and I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord, for He has been well. The Lord's been mighty good to me. I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord. Thank you for saving me. Oh, yes, and I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord, for He has been well. The Lord's been mighty good to me. I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord. Thank you for saving me. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Yes, I thank you, Lord. Oh, and He brought me. Oh, yes, He brought me here. I'm mighty low way. I'm mighty low way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, I thank you, Lord. Oh, and He brought me. Oh, yes, He brought me here. I'm mighty low way. I'm mighty low way.
mighty good to me. Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Yes, I thank you, Lord. Oh, he brought me. Oh, yes, he brought me. A mighty no way. A mighty no way. Well, I've been to the altar in the mire of sin. I called on Jesus and he took me. I called on Jesus and he took me. Oh, and he brought me. Thank God he brought me. A mighty long way. A mighty long way. Oh, yes, and I think I'll take some time to praise the Lord. For he has been well. The Lord's been mighty good to me. I think I'll take some time. Oh, just one more time. He's my Lord.
trumpet, a sign for his coming. One day the sky with his glories will shine. A wonderful day, my beloved was bringing. Oh, glory, I say, this Jesus is mine. Oh, in living he loved me, dying he saved me. Make it here. I faced this struggle. I faced this problem. I was sick. I was tired. I didn't have the finances. This happened. We get to camp. Things going on. Trouble is everywhere. You know why? Because the devil's afraid of what's going to happen at Truth Camp 2022. He's afraid of what you're going to go home with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to B flat. Thank you, Lord. You know, most of you here, he was sharing that testimony last night. I got to tell you, God's good in this place. Most of you know my little boy, Logan, his struggle. Since he was 1 year old, his brain has not grown. His head has not grown. He has a disease called microcephaly, and his brain doesn't grow. It's part of what happened when he was born. While we was at Minister's Restoration, a preacher come up and laid hands, doesn't know us, doesn't know the situation, doesn't know anything, and began to prophesy. Said the devil wanted you dead from birth. Said you ain't supposed to be here. But God has a plan. And he began to pray and just begin to speak things. And he looked me in my eye and he said, you will notice changes next week. I looked at my pastor and I had big eyes. I said, that's boldness. 5 years, no change. The next week, he goes in for a neurology appointment. 2.5 inches. That head has grown. Not 1 inch. Not a half inch, not an eighth of an inch. I'd have been happy with that. 2.5 life. Angel, don't you tell me my God can't do it. Don't tell me he's not real. He's not alive. He's not a miracle worker. He can't save you. He can't deliver you. He can't fill you. Oh, you've come too late to tell me God is not real. Oh, come on, somebody. What has he done for you tonight? What's he done for you? Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Oh, but what the Lord has done for you. Oh, can I get a witness? Oh, can I get a witness? Oh, but what the Lord has brought you through. Oh, can I?
from your wicked ways. Tell me how he healed you when the doctor said no way. Oh, have you been delivered from anything at all? Well, I want to hear your story. Yes, I want to hear it all. Can I get a witness? Listen, I don't want to hinder the flow. I don't want to hinder the flow right here, but listen. Listen to me. Just keep playing. I don't want to hinder the flow. You keep worshiping. You keep magnifying God. Keep playing what you're playing. Go back to that. Let's not hinder the flow. Can I get a witness? Come on. Can I get a witness? Just soften it up just a little bit so they can hear me. Philippians chapter 3. Listen to me. Paul writing to that church at Philippi. Not as though I had already attained, either were I already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You listen to me. Paul said in verse 12, I'm not apprehended, amen, but I'm seeking after the one that apprehended me. I'm seeking after Christ. Multiple young people have approached me today to give God glory for what he done in their lives last night. Counselors have come to me today of testimonies of young people, pornography, come on, homosexuality, things of this nature that they were dealing with, that was dealt with in these altars last night. If he apprehended you last night, then you need to be apprehending him in this house. Somebody, I said, if he apprehended you, if he delivered you, if he set you free, if he moved in your life, then you need to be apprehending him tonight. You need to be reaching for him, searching for him, looking for him, feeling for him, wanting him, desiring him. Strip them pews, get in these altars and seek after the God that sought you last night. Come on, I said strip them pews, get in these altars and seek after the God that sought you, that found you, that delivered you. Come stand with your hands raised. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. God, fill me, refill me with the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Come on, all over this building, your hands raised. Fill me, Lord. Sing, Brother Dustin. Seek after the God that sought after you last night. Come on, seek after the God that sought after you last night.
Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Won't you let down your nets down into the water? There's a blessing where you cannot contain. If you will just let down your net, way down in the water, He's pouring out that light of prayer. Oh, why don't you let down your net down into the water? There's a blessing where you cannot contain. Way down in the water.
Yeah.
Jesus tonight. Tonight, amen, that Jesus is alive and Jesus is well, and because he lives, we live also. Amen. Aren't you thankful tonight that he still fills with the baptism in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues? Amen. As we are saved and as we come to him and we yield ourselves to him in obedience, and we want that gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm so thankful it's still available to every young person and every old person. Amen. Oh, that we can be filled with his presence and his power. Amen. We're not going to bother those that are praying. Amen. But we are going to allow the kids camp. If you're in kids camp, a worker or a kids camper, we are going to dismiss you to go to the concession stand. Amen. Remember, there is one in the gym, also one in the cafeteria. You need to go on over there, because we are going to be releasing the youth campers here in just a little while. And so we're going to give you a few minutes, if you'd like to go ahead and go through the line before the rest of us come over. Amen. Youth campers, if you don't mind, you might be seated just for a minute. If you're in youth camp, kids campers can go. But youth campers, if you will, just have a seat for a few minutes here. Amen. Aren't you thankful that God has a desire to work and to move in our hearts and our lives? And we can come to truth camp. Amen. We can come to youth camp, kids camp, and we can have evangelists come for our kids camp and for the youth camp. And God can speak through them and minister through them. And we can leave with our lives changed. Amen. Because of that. Amen. And I rejoice tonight. Amen. In knowing that he's alive, he's well, and he's got so much he wants to do for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Morris, did you want to say anything in closing? Amen. I believe the Lord helps some folks tonight. I know God helps some folks tonight. Amen. I believe we're going to hear some testimonies of what God has done in the service. Amen. We only have two more nights left in camp, and I challenge you. Amen. Put everything aside and say, Lord, in these next two nights, before this camp's over, I'm going to get everything that you have for me. Lord, I'm going to get everything that you have for me. I'm not going to get on that bus or that van or that car and head home and regret that I didn't get in those altars, that I didn't get a touch from God. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get in and I'm going to allow God to have his way in my life, but I'm going to leave changed. I'm going to leave changed. Amen. Many of you are starting school in the next 2 weeks, and many others in the next 4 weeks. Going to be facing challenges there. Going to be dealing with young people, even in Christian schools that may not be dedicated, may not be sold out. But I tell you what, the best thing you can do to prepare yourself will be to get in these services in this camp and just allow God to have his way. Amen. In the morning at 11 o'clock, Brother Stephen Taylor will be ministering in that morning service. Looking forward to a great time there in the morning, and also Thursday morning, Brother Tom. I do want to remind you, everybody should be in line at the gym in the morning at 7:45. I encourage you to get there, get in line. We'll be having a pastor who will be giving devotion as we get our day started, and then we'll be going to eat. But I did want to mention that to you and just encourage you to, when we say go to bed tonight, go to bed, get some sleep, and that'll sure make tomorrow a better day. You can stay awake throughout the day. So, hallelujah. All right. We're going to dismiss here in just a minute. I'm going to ask you, though, it's 9:05. I'm going to ask you not to go get in line at the concession stand till about 9:15. Let's give our kids campers and kids camp workers a chance to get in there and order their food, things like that. So if you will, once we dismiss, wait till 9:15 to go get in any line at the concession stand. I do want to mention also after We get through at the concession stand. As youth campers, we'll be coming back in together. We've got some activities we'll be doing tonight. Also, we've got some candy grams that'll be given out tonight, and going to be an exciting time. I do want to mention to the King and Queen candidates, please do not leave your box sitting anywhere. Keep that with you at all times. We've had several of those just found laying around here and there. And so please help us by taking good care and being good stewards of those things. Amen. Stand with me, if you will. So good to have all of you in the house of the Lord. I had a number of visitors with us tonight. Some of them have left. Others have come in to be in the camp with us for the next couple of days. We're glad to have all of y'all here. And just jump right in like you were here the first day. Make yourself at home. Be a part. And let's just have a great time. Let me encourage you while we are all together, and I've got a microphone. It is going to continue to be very hot for the next couple of days. Please drink a lot of water. If you can't find some water or whatever, please find a worker, counselor, and just stay hydrated. It's no fun having heat exhaustion or having to go to the hospital, the emergency room, or even the nurse. They've got plenty to do, so just drink a lot more water than you'd normally drink, and that'll help us all stay hydrated. Father, I just want to thank you for this service tonight. I want to thank you for every pastor that's here and every church that's represented and the sacrifices that these pastors, churches, youth pastors have made to come to camp and the expense that they've made. I just pray, God, that you'd bless and move in the hearts and the lives of every individual. Pray, God, that you would give us rest tonight, move in our hearts and our lives, give us a great day tomorrow. And Lord, just go with us, and we'll give you praise and we'll give you glory, Lord, for everything that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody said amen and amen. If you will, pick up any trash around you, please take that with you and just put it in a trash can as you're heading out of the sanctuary. And that'll be a blessing. Amen.